I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock, the podcast.
Checking in with the high country forecast. Partly cloudy skies, cool temperatures, looking about a high of 80 degrees today, dipping down to the mid-60s. As for tomorrow, 21 inches of sweet cherry pow pow. Back to FM 104. You're in the heart of it. Ski country, 610 AM.
That is our new weather forecaster.
DJ Barbecue is in the house. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM 104. DJ Barbecue, his real name, he has one, is Christian Stevenson. But he's otherwise known as DJ Barbecue. Now, he used to wear kind of weird lycra kind of things with capes and all sorts of stuff that. Do you still do that?
Yeah, I mean, I've brought most of my spandex outfits. Okay. The whole reason for that was because I've always DJed and I've always cooked barbecue, but I decided in 2012 to put them both together.
Yeah.
And you look at the chefs, you look at the DJs, and everybody's just kind of boring and serious. And I'm like, man, I take my food seriously, but I also take my fun seriously. So I get custom-made spandex onesies, created.
It's your thing. It's your look. Everyone has a look. All successful people have an image that they have.
Well, I did bring my pink tuxedo ruffle shirt in case I had to make an impression.
That is cool.
I know it's radio, but, you know, what is TV? It's just, you know, radio, with pictures.
And were you wearing that at the Big Grill Dublin?
Dude, I was wearing it yesterday. I'm headlining tonight. And we still got tickets available for the Big Grill, so I've got like 6 or 7 more outfits to don over the weekend.
So for people who are driving around right now and they like barbecue and they like music and they like having a laugh and they like a fizzy drink.
We got you.
You got, so where is it?
Okay, so Herbert Park, which is right next to the U.S. Embassy. I was hoping to get my American flag spandex onesie in front of that, but I've yet to do so. So it's been happening since yesterday. There's still tickets available for today. I think it's like maybe 50 for tomorrow. So Saturday is almost sold out, and there's still a couple left for Sunday. We've got the best chefs on the planet who celebrate everything with live fire cooking, music, craft lager, craft cider. It's just a good, joyous occasion, and I'll be cooking up meats and beets.
Tell us about the beats, first of all. What kind of music are you playing?
I call it kitchen sink. Okay. I look at a crowd, and I play to the crowd.
Everything?
Everything. I play everything from funk to soul, rap, rock, indie, bit of disco. I even go on Sunday nights, you get a different kind of crowd, so I'll play the Contours. I'll play a lot of 50s and early 60s stuff.
Brilliant.
You know, the problem with playing that kind of music is all those songs are like 2 minutes, 30 seconds, if that. So you've got to be on the ball with
busy,
DJing.
Yeah.
I look at the crowd and play to the crowd. My whole ethos with music is play to women.
Right.
Keep them on the dance floor.
Yeah.
And if they're happy, dudes will stick around. And then everybody's
happy. That's a good motto to live by. Dublin people seem to love the funk. And they love reggae. They love Bob Marley.
Oh, there we go.
So,
You know what? You're right. I drop a bit of Bob Marley over here and it goes nuts.
Oh, crazy.
But the Contours track, Do You Love Me, every time I play it here at the Big Grill, it goes nuts, man. I'm like, was it like in a movie or something? Or
I don't know.
The Commitments, Irish was that in The Commitments?
It could have been, yeah.
I forget. Anyway, you guys know how to have a good time.
We do. So you're a busy man. I mean, you've done a kind of bit of everything, right? So I didn't even know, because I just know you from the Food Tube channel at Jamie Oliver. That's where I first I was aware of you, and you were doing the barbecue stuff and brilliant stuff and vegetarian stuff as well.
Yeah. You know, veggies love live fire, man. We've got a chef coming in from a restaurant called Kai, Jess Murphy.
Right.
And she's doing live fire veg at the festival this weekend. Okay. Billy Durney from Hometown in New York. I mean, they got we're not just celebrating, you know, everything, you know, Irish and meat.
Yeah.
We're celebrating, you know, veg and fruit. You know, last week we were over at Festival, then we were at Camp Festival, we were at Wings Fest, and now we're at, you know, my favorite festival. This is the biggest barbecue festival in all of Europe, and we're, you know...
The Dublin one.
It's a Dublin one, man. This one is happening right now, man.
It's great.
And I think what it is, you know, the guys who run it, they go around the world to, you know, curate the top chefs. And a lot of chefs, they want to come to Dublin. A lot of American chefs, you know, to them it's home.
Right. Okay.
You know, it's their ancestral home.
Yeah.
So you got some big names coming here. And they're celebrating everything live fire. They're doing supper clubs. You can actually sit and book a table and have these top chefs, you know, cook for you. So you can do the whole street food thing, and then, or you can like sit down and have a proper meal cooked by one of the top chefs in the world.
Wow!
And then I'll be DJing in the evening.
How did you get hooked up with Jamie Oliver? Like, that's such a big sort of boost to your brand, I suppose.
Yeah, I was. I met him as a DJ. I, you know, in all his cookbooks, he never had a party to launch a book.
Right.
So his 15-minute meal book launch, I got the gig.
Nice.
And I met him as a DJ, and then his people knew me as a chef, and then they started the whole FoodTube channel, and I was the first chef signed to it, and I think I produced about 150 videos for the channel. I've done about over 220 on my DJ Barbecue channel, and then he got me a book deal, and now I've just released my second book, Fire Food.
Yeah, I'm looking at this here, so it's the ultimate barbecue cookbook. So Dubliners love to barbecue, man, so what would you say is the top mistake that people make?
A big one is putting on your barbecue sauce way too early.
Right.
So people always, they just want that kind of tangy, sticky, sweet flavor, you know, on their chicken early.
Yeah.
But the problem is barbecue sauces have sugar in them. You put it on early, it just burns.
Yeah, okay.
So you want to put that on near the end of the cook. And also, when people set up their grill, if they're cooking with charcoal or gas, they don't give themselves any margin for error. So I like to create goof-proof cooking. So I put charcoal on one side of the bottom and then no charcoal on the other. I call it the half-and-half technique.
Nice.
And that way, you get your sear on, you get your food cooked, then you move it to the indirect side where there's no direct heat, put the lid down, turn your outdoor grill into an outdoor oven, you cook it all the way through so you make sure your food is safe. More people go to the emergency room during the months of June to September due to food poisoning, and that's from improperly cooked barbecue.
Yeah.
So cook your food right.
Cook it right.
Goof-proof your cooking. Use the indirect method, man.
If only you were passionate about what you do. I think you'd be so much more successful, you know.
Someday.
He's like, yeah, whatever. No, it's great. It's brilliant. Now, spices.
Yes.
Talk to me. If there was a heat map of your spices cupboard, what are the ones that you could not live without?
Okay, so there's these classic spices that are used in American barbecue. So when you get like a mixed rub and you go to put it on your pork shoulder or whatever you're doing, there's like, you know, five or six essential ingredients. That's salt. Salt is the holy grail.
Yeah.
Salt, pepper, onion granules,
right,
garlic granules, brown sugar, and paprika. So those six.
Not to be confused with onion salt, then.
Not onion salt. No, okay. No. Onion granules.
Granules. Okay.
And onion powder can be a bit too potent. You get that in like Asian stores. You want the onion granules.
Okay.
And that's the kind of components for most barbecue rubs. I like to mix in a bit of North Africa, so I use ground cumin, ground coriander, and a smidge of mustard powder. You know. I feel like that's what we use over here a lot more. So that's my spice rub for I do a 22-hour slow and low smoked pulled pork.
Okay.
And I cook that on like wild cherry and sweet chestnut. And, you know, I use wood smoke as a flavor in my food.
Of course,
and the thing is, we've been cooking on gas and electricity for over 100 years. But before that, everything was barbecue. And we all went indoors and cooked over gas. I mean, in here in Ireland, you know, you use peat and all sorts of different fuel sources, but we've lost this connect with the earth and using earthly goods as flavors, because there's no flavor in gas. There's no flavor in electricity.
Yeah.
You know, I like to use wood.
Just for people listening, his face, he's disgusted there.
Gas, electricity.
Heresy.
Yeah.
Sacrilege.
Does your oven get used much at home?
Well, I mean, I'm a single parent raising three boys.
Wow.
And
hats off.
Thank you very much.
How do you do that?
Yeah, and it's my youngest's birth week. So wow. I've been celebrating every day this week for him, because his birthday is on Sunday and I'm going to be here at the big grill.
Cool.
So I'm taking him back to go go-kart racing. So,
nice.
You know, the kids just want your basic stuff. You know, I try to go all crazy and like, Dad, can we not have barbecue today? I'm like, okay.
So are the cornflakes rad in the morning?
Yeah, they like the corn.
Right, so if you
I use cornflakes in my fried chicken. I do a crumble with it, you know. Or I use salted crisps.
Yeah.
And I make my you know, when you're doing proper fried chicken, they make a great coating.
Oh yeah.
Or panko, you know, breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
But I mix in salt and pepper crisps.
Have you had salt and vinegar peanuts?
I've just been exposed to them. My boy Blue, my 17-year-old son, he turned me on to them, and I was like, man, where have these been all my life?
Yeah.
Yeah, good call, dude. Yeah. What, any other weird snacks I should check out? I love the Tang. I love my vinegar, man. That's where a lot of my barbecue comes from, is Carolina, and it's kind of vinegar based.
Yeah.
I love Tang.
There is Dublin snacks that we could tell you about. Like there's snacks. Have you had them, or Tato crisps? Or
Tato crisps, of course,
obviously,
man.
Yeah,
you get them in the airport in the machine.
Yeah, they're the big one. Tato or King are the two big
King.
Ones. King. Oh yeah, there's another Tato cheese and onion, King cheese and onion. That's in a red packet.
Okay, which one's better? Oh, you can't.
It's too difficult to call it.
Right.
Usually Dubliners go for Tato. No, Dubliners go for King.
And okay.
People from outside Dublin go for Tato.
Gotcha.
So but they're both cool. Like they're both, it's too close
to
call.
The politics and the economics of Tato and King crisps.
If you're driving around now, or if you're listening to this and you're salivating, the reason is it's DJ Barbecue. He's here. You can check him out. He's on YouTube with his DJ Barbecue YouTube channel. His book is called Fire Food, The Ultimate Barbecue Cookbook. Well, if you're serious about your barbecue, if your barbecue's, you know, and this has been a summer, Dubliners have been out the back.
I bet you guys have had a great summer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
because you guys love cooking out, even if it's raining, you guys will still cook out because you're a hearty folk.
We don't get like 7 days in a row where it's sunny, and now we've had 40 days in a row this summer where it was sunny. So, yeah, I mean, you drive into any state... And it's just a nice smell everywhere, you know, around 6 o'clock.
It must have been a glorious place to be.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now, the king of the barbecue is here. If you want to go and get your tips, and he's at the Big Grill Dublin, it started yesterday, it's on until the 19th.
Mm.
Tickets are still available. DJ Barbecue, it's great to meet you, man.
Oh, man, thanks for having me. Hit up the website, biggrillfestival.com, and book a proper sit-down meal with one of these guys, or come to one of the base camps, and I'll be showing you hints and tips, and just come by for a high five, some barbecue.
And keep the funk alive.
Word!
All right. Thanks for talking to us.
Go fast and take chances, bro dog. Shredding the rad, sick in the ill, going fast and taking chances. You're listening to the Strawberry Alarm Clock. Woo!
You've been listening to FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.